أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين صدق الله العظيم. Some ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the reason why people will disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, disbelieve in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the reason is Allah referred to them as mutrafeen, people who indulge in this world as though they are free. They even think that they are free of hisab and kitab of the akhirat. They feel that they are free of the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel freed from the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, for them is a carefree life. They have absolutely no accountability. There is no superior power, the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that controls their life. They feel everything is within their own control. And hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now gives a hypothetical, or rather a typical example of a person that is leaving this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how helpless we are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves that freedom of ours to be absolutely incorrect, and Allah Rabbul Izzat shows in whose hands is the power and in whose hands is the control of life. The total control will be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. The picture that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala paints here is, a person is now on the last lap of his life. That person is now leaving the world, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ, that when the ruh, when the soul reaches the throat. So فَلَوْلَا, why do you not intervene at that time? Somebody is now on his deathbed, he is lying there, he is going, he is leaving this world. So now, if you feel that you had freedom, if you feel that there is no other power that can control life, you've denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel that everything is in your own hands, now come, intervene, try and bring that life back to that person. Take that ruh and move it away from the galat. Take it back and send it back into the body, wherever it is supposed to be, so that that person will have life once again. So, falawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, why not? And here the word intervention, interruption, has been omitted for our understanding, to create an urge for us to look really into this ayah. So why do you not intervene? إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ, when the ruh, when the soul has reached the galat. In other words, in our terms, when the person is in the sakarat of maut. We know that when the sakarat of maut starts, on the one hand, the doors of tawbah has also closed for that individual. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now saying to us, open those doors again by taking the ruh, putting it back, returning it, and creating a life out of that person, so that that person may live on. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ, whilst you at that time look on. You are there, and all of us will just look. We will start the recitation of Yasin Sharif, we will make talqeen, we will read the kalima for the person, but the truth and the reality is that we are all helpless. We can have the best of medical technology, we can have the best of medical practitioners, we can have everything of the best, but everything now becomes totally helpless. There is not one bit of technology, there is not one bit of human intervention now that can help, but to see this person leave this world. And obviously at that time, there's all that we can do is recite Yasin Sharif or read the kalima for that person. But there is absolutely nothing we can do at that time. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings about another aspect of this whole thing. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. O insan, we are closer to the muhtadar. We are closer to the person that is leaving this world. As far as our knowledge is concerned, our presence is concerned, our awareness is concerned, we have full knowledge of that person. Hence, we are closer to that person than you are. You are there, but we are closer. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبُصِرُونَ But you cannot see. You are blinded by the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been blinded your whole life by the presence of Allah, of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in this moment, you are absolutely blinded that now the ruh is being extracted. But you cannot see that power of Allah. You cannot see that kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, you are helpless. You cannot do anything. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then why not? Why not? The answer to this, or the continuation is, why not return it? تَرْجِعُونَهَا Why not? Why do you not return that ruh? إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ If you are free of the questioning or the recompense on the day of Qiyamah. If you had asserted that there is no questioning, there is no accountability, there is no giving of sawab or reward or any adab on the day of Qiyamah, if you feel that you are free and there is no life after this, then the logical thing was that you should have just returned the ruh and let the man carry on living, or let the person carry on living, because there's no point in going on into another realm when there is nothing for that person in that realm. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in front of us the logic of it all, that because there is accountability, because we are going to be rewarded, or we are going to be questioned, that is why the journey has to carry on from this realm, from this world, to the alim akhirah, in kuntum sadiqeen. If you are truthful in this claim that there is no life beyond this life, then bring that ruh back, take that ruh, push it back into that person and give that person life. We all know that with all the technology we have, there is no technology that can do that. With all the Maulisab's ta'weez that he has, there is no ta'weez that can do that. There is nobody and nothing that can do it. That is the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us how helpless it is. Just one thought that comes when we read this ayat, that Allah is saying we are helpless when somebody else is leaving the world. Can we imagine how much more helpless we would be when we are leaving the world? That is another very important aspect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.